I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. A Florida state representative says he's looking forward to the conversation sparked by the preliminary injunction against the USDA's plan to assist socially disadvantaged farmers. A Wisconsin group sued to stop the program on behalf of white farmers who were not eligible for the same debt relief. The court said the USDA had failed to establish that the loan forgiveness program targets a specific episode of past or present discrimination.
It has already been settled that Black farmers have been at a disadvantage within the Department of USDA. So I almost feel like this is actually an opportunity to highlight that more specifically and actually to use when it comes out of this lawsuits as precedents as we begin to create more public policy concerning the issue.
That's Kevin Chambliss, who represents Florida's agriculture-heavy 117th District. He participated in an online discussion with State Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried and other elected officials following the decision. Under the loan provisions, the USDA would pay off loan debt for socially disadvantaged farmers for FSA direct loans, FSA guaranteed loans with private lenders, commodity credit corporation loans, or farm storage facility loans. Chambliss pointed to the low number of minority farmers with medical marijuana growers' licenses in the state as an example of ongoing discrimination in the ag industry. The Agriculture Department has until tomorrow to respond to the federal judge's preliminary injunction. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.